I have heard about a dog who was a kind of preacher. And he used to preach to other dogs of the town that God has made the dog in his own image. Look, he used to say, even the word dog is just made of the same letters as God. Just see, it is God in reverse. Just a question of changing the direction, and the dog can become God. And it appealed to other dogs. Only one thing was difficult, because he was very much against barking. Priests are always against something which is impossible. Now, it is impossible for dogs to stop barking. That will be so much against their doggish nature. They enjoy barking. That is their joy. That is their poetry, their dance, their celebration. When they feel happy, what else they can do? They bark. When the full moon is in the night, they bark. Full moon night is a great celebration for dogs. They go almost mad. It is so beautiful, what else they can do? He was against barking. Priests are very, very cunning in finding things which you cannot drop. They have found sex. You cannot drop. They are against. They have found taste. You cannot drop. They are against. They have found all those things which are difficult for you to drop. They are against. You are not going to drop, and they will go on preaching you that drop it. He preached day and night. Wherever he will find a dog barking, look, he will immediately go and start preaching. The dogs were tired. Although they knew that he is right, it is so useless to bark. They also knew it. There was no need to convince. And he was very logical. But one day, they decided that our leader has gone so old and we have never given him any joy. At least for one night we should not bark. It was the great leader's birthday. So they thought, this will be a good present. Let him be happy at least once. Tonight, we are not going to bark at all. They decided. It was a full moon night, and it was very difficult. It was almost impossible. They were just lying down in dark holes, holding themselves somehow in yoga postures. repressing, and the more they were repressing, and it was just coming to the throat. And the leader went around and he looked, and not a single dog barking. He became puzzled, what has happened? And it was going to be a surprise gift, so nobody has told him. What has happened? Have dogs really changed? Then he became worried, then what I will do? If they have really stopped, then my whole business is gone. Then what I am going to do? He went, because he trusted the dog's nature, that they will bark. He knew them very much. His whole life he has been teaching and nobody has stopped. Even sometimes few disciples he will find, they will stop for 1 or 2 days and then they will escape. They will say, this is too much and we don't want to go to God. Please, let us remain dogs. But what has happened? A miracle? He went around and around and he saw that not even dogs are visible. and nobody is barking. And he could not teach. And it was getting late, middle of the night. And he himself for the first time felt a great urge to bark. In fact, it has not been felt before, because he has to talk so much morning, evening, night, that there was no energy left to bark. For the first time, he has not found a single disciple to teach. The energy accumulated, and a great urge to bark. He was surprised, because he has not barked for many years. He has almost forgotten how to bark. And a great thrill came to him. And he said, no dog is here. Why should not I try? What is wrong in it? And all that kind of thoughts that come to everybody. That once it is okay. And it can't be such a sin. And all dogs are not going to hell. And he knew it is so natural, and he has lived such an unnatural life, the life of a priest. So he went into a dark corner in a street and started barking. The moment he started barking, suddenly there was a great explosion all over the town. All the dogs started barking. Everybody was boiling within. And when they saw that one has broken the woe, they thought that somebody from us, they could not think that the priest will do this. That was impossible. They have known him for years. Somebody has broken the woe. So now there is no need to repress it anymore. The whole town exploded into barking. It has never been such. And then came out the leader and started teaching them again. That this is not good. It is only because of barking that we are not made kings of the world. Otherwise, we will be the kings in the world. Just this one thing is destroying all our potential. Priests who go on telling you drop your egos won't be very happy if you drop. Because the moment you drop your egos, you will be beyond the control of the priest. So only you will have to move into this direction alone, all alone. Nobody will be helping you. And everybody will be against you. But unless you understand that the ego is your hell, you cannot be blissful.